aircheckdownloads.com.
Woo, Gary Davis. Woo, Gary Davis. Woo, Gary Davis on your radio.
Now,
Gary Davis. Sounds of the 80s. BBC Radio 2.
Good evening. This is Sounds of the 80s. Welcome on board.
Enjoy this trip.
S-Express and the theme from S-Express. Number one from the summer of 1988, the year in which house music invaded the charts and never left. We're going to be celebrating that summer big time here on BBC Radio 2. I'll give you more information about that a little bit later on. So here's what's coming up tonight. Telling us all about their favourite music from the 80s, we'll have Claire Richards from Steps and Ryland. They're going to be the stars of this week's My 80s. And to celebrate the 50th birthday of the Princess of Pop, this week's Master Mix will be devoted to Kylie. All of her 80s hits and then some. You can hang about for my bit in the middle and we can have a slow dance together on the sloppy bit. What song that will be is entirely down to you. Let me know who you want it for as well. And let me know what you're up to this Friday evening. Text me 88291. Email me gary.davis@bbc.co.uk or you can tweet at BBC Radio 2. Welcome to the all new Sounds of the 80s. The Clash and Rock the Casbah. It was released in 1982. Only reached number 30. Can you believe that? Upon re-release in 1991, it managed number 15. I know, it feels like it was such a much bigger hit. All right, let's go back to 1989 when this bad young mother took the world by storm from the album Raw Like Sushi. Nana Cherry.
Because I believe in miracles, words in heavy doses.
I just love the way she raps. Sounds as fresh now as it did then, doesn't it? Nana Cherry, Man Child. I remember, one of the most fun I ever had. I did a radio show in Nana Cherry. We were doing a live sort of show on the road, touring all the way around Slough. Me and Nana Cherry in Slough.
Yeah.
It was cool. Thank you for all your messages. Gary, please give me and my darling hubby a shout-out as we head from Manchester, Cornwall for our first child-free holiday in 21 years. We've left a 22-year-old, a 19-year-old and a 17-year-old at home with the fridge and cupboard stacked with food and an eagle-eyed neighbour to keep check on them. You still don't trust them? Come on! Anyway, let Mel and Kevin's excellent adventure commence. Bless the 80s. Take me back to the time when we met. Thank you. Gary, loving the sounds from Abaraxan's campsite in Pateli. Cooking burgers and booging on down. That's from Eleanor and Oliver's and mum and dad. And from Jamie in Salford said, on my way home after hosting a charity gin night in Lancaster. He says, did anybody ever see the film S-Express? It was the theme to my summer of 88. I don't think I've ever seen it. I'm not surprised because it wasn't a movie. It was just the title of the song, but it's a great song. I'm glad you enjoyed it. So, the Modfather, Paul Weller, 60 years old today. We've got to celebrate that. Here he is with The Jam and A Town Called Malice. Happy birthday, Paul Weller. The Jam and A Town Called Malice on BBC Radio 2. Where this week we made the fantastic announcement that Sounds of the 80s, this show, going to be coming live from Ibiza. From the Hard Rock Hotel on June the 29th to celebrate the second summer of love. So basically, in Ibiza at the Hard Rock Hotel, every Friday night, they have this massive party called Children of the 80s, and we are hijacking it. We're going to do Sounds of the 80s from there. Between 8 and midnight, you'll hear it on the radio. And you can come along if you're in Ibiza. You can come to the show. We've got amazing live guests. Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet. Carol Decker from Topow. The Fizz of Bucks Fizz fame. And also the one and only Bonnie Tyler. And you can be there if you're in Ibiza on June the 29th. For more information, just head to the Radio 2 website, bbc.co.uk Radio2. If you love Kylie, you're going to love what's coming up next.
Katie Puckrick talks to Ron and Russell Mayle. Gary Davis on BBC Radio 2.
Here it is, every Kylie single and then some from the 80s, all in one burst.
Sounds of the 80s, BBC Radio 2.
Now, it's the Master Mix.
All aboard!
I'm waving my arms in the air. My mobile phone flashlight is on. Happy birthday, Kylie, 50 years old on Monday. Well done, Johnny California. It's our very special Kylie Master Mix. You heard the Locomotion, I Should Be So Lucky, Got To Be Certain, Never Too Late, Je Ne Sais Pas Pourquoi, Wouldn't Change A Thing, Hand On Your Heart, Especially For You. And for the diehards, you may have noticed that It's No Secret, Turn It Into Love, Made In Heaven, and a little bit from Band-Aid 2, Do They Know It's Christmas. Cool, huh? So Kylie Master Mix, and if you want to hear that again and again and again and again, it'll be up on this week's Sounds of the 80s page at bbc.co.uk/radio2. Sounds of the 80s, bringing back the Master Mix every week. We will have an exclusive Master Mix for you. From the Princess of Pop to actual Prince, next week, to mark what would have been Prince's 60th birthday, we are going to have a Prince Master Mix. I, for one, cannot wait for that one. It was just off the bed, but a Kylie Mega Mix just came on at BBC Radio 2. It'd be criminal to go now. Thank you, Ollie Reed. Miss McHattie says, picking our dozy brother up from the airport at a massively inconvenient time on a Friday night and loving the Kylie Mix. And listening to Gary Davis and an amazing at Kylie Minogue Mega Mix. I'd love to go back and listen to it all again. Well, you can do, like I said, the BBC Radio 2 website. And that is from Darren Steeles. Let's go back to 1989. This group won two Brit Awards for the album The Raw and the Cooked. They had two American number ones, and then they broke up. I'll play the song for all the fun mortgage brokers I met in Leicester last night at a wild 80s party. I was there. There was a band called Mad Hen who were really good. And Sunita was there. And Carol Decker from Topal was there. And we had a real blast. Really enjoyed it. So thanks for looking after me, guys. A little bit of Pat Benatar now on Sounds of the 80s.
No one can tell us.
Pat Benatar on BBC Radio 2. Love is a Battlefield. So if you are the romantic type, you want to prove how romantic you are, you could choose a song that we play in the sloppy bit coming up in the next hour of the show. I want to know what song you would like and who you would like it for. And then you could come on air and tell us all about it and introduce the song. The sloppy bit, just email me, gary.davis@bbc.co.uk, or you can text me on 88291, or you can tweet at BBC Radio 2. Now time for our first visit to my 80s. What I love about the 80s is that you don't have to even remember the 80s to love the style, the films, the music. Take Rylan, born in 1988, but loves the 80s just like we all do.
My 80s.
Hi guys, it's Rylan and this is my 80s. So number three on my 80s has got to be Madonna.
Rylan's my 80s. Madonna, Papa Don't Preach, Pet Shop Boys, West End Girls, and Patrice Russian, Forget Me Nots. The boys got taste, you know. That song, as Rylan said, borrowed some years later for Will Smith's Men in Black, and also for George Michael's Fast Love. Both of those songs reached number one. Patrice had to settle for number eight in 1982, poor thing. Anyway, Claire Richards of Steps will be sharing her 80s for us a little bit later on, but on a future show, it could be you. Let me know your favourite four tracks from the 80s and why, but one of them has to be your all-time favourite track. Can you make the choice? I can't do it. I'm not even going to go there. Because it changes every time somebody asks me. It just depends on what mood I'm in that particular time. But You will need to make that choice. What is your all-time favourite four tracks and which one is your ultimate favourite track? Email me, gary.davis@bbc.co.uk.
The best live sport.
Sounds of the 80s with Gary Davis on BBC Radio 2.
Amazingly, this song got no higher than number 62 when it was first released in 1981. See, sometimes the 80s got it wrong. Fast forward almost 30 years later, the song was unexpectedly revived after appearing in the TV series Glee and was performed by Joe McElderry on The X Factor, and then the song finally became the top 10 hit it should always have been. Towards the end of the 80s, New Jack Swing was making waves in the charts. And this guy was making the headlines. Sounds of the 80s. Bobby Brown. My Prerogative. Top 10 hit for Bobby Brown in 1989 and Britney Spears in 2004. From the album Don't Be Cruel, Bobby Brown and My Prerogative. It is my bit in the middle. Basically, my chance to be self-indulgent and play you something that actually... A song that would sort of blew me away in the 80s. Songs that I was... really fond of. We all know the 80s were a breeding ground for new and exciting genres, from rave to New Jack Swing, from the baggy movement to hip-hop. And let's not forget what became known as goth rock, which started in the late 70s but really made its mark in the 80s. There were plenty of bands to choose from The Cure, Fields of the Nephilim, Killing Joke, and The Mission. Formed by frontman Wayne Hussey, following his split from the Sisters of Mercy. The Mission had a string of hits leading into the 90s, and this was one of their biggest, my favourite by far, from the 1988 album Children. The production on this is just brilliant. It's called Tower of Strength. Enjoy. It's my bit in the middle. Still sounds so fresh. The Mission and Tower of Strength. My bit in the middle today. Hi, Gary. Faffing in the kitchen, listening to your fab show, preparing for my wedding tomorrow to my amazing boyfriend, Dave Russell, from Kate in Ramsbottom. Loving the tunes. Keep them coming. I will do. This time last year, the unimaginable happened. The original Bananarama reunited. They have a few live dates this year, including Hyde Park and Edinburgh Castle in July. Hopefully, they will play this one. Robert De Niro's waiting. Bananarama, Robert De Niro's waiting. Katie says, I'm a coach driver from Ashford, Kent. Picked some lovely children up from Suffolk. They had been on a week's adventure holiday. Took them back to their school in Amersham. Traffic was horrendous. Enjoying a well-deserved beer. I'm looking forward to Barbie with my lovely Becky and her family tomorrow. This is BBC Radio 2. Online, on digital radio and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 11 o'clock. This is Anthony Zara.
Aircheckdownloads.com.